From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 28, 2015. A super strong El Nino now brewing in the tropical Pacific will likely bring another rain-drenched winter to large parts of Texas. Tuesday, I interviewed Dr. John Nielsen Gammon, state climatologist, College Station.
So far, this El Nino is among the strongest ever for this time of year. And the models that have gotten it right so far are forecasting it to continue to intensify. So it seems like it's going to be among the five strongest El Ninos ever going into this upcoming winter. We had strong El Ninos in the recent past, 1982-83 and 1997-98 were the really strong ones. And there's nothing really special that happened in those years other than having above normal rainfall and cooler than normal temperatures, which is what normally happens during a period basically November through March during an El Nino. In fact, as long as it's at least a moderate El Nino, there have been over half a dozen of those in the past 60 or so years, and all of them have produced above normal rainfall for Texas during November to March period. Now, it doesn't mean that every single spot in Texas is going to be above normal, and some places might get excessive rainfall, while others may end up below normal, but certainly the odds favor above normal rainfall, and that's especially true in the southern half of the state and also out in West Texas.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.